Welcome to Phone Sex with Lily Show, where talent in front and behind the camera is showcased and explored. As you can imagine, there are a lot of characters and personalities in this industry. Listen as they share their stories. But first, grab your lube and get comfortable because the guests will unknowingly be subjected to phone sex with a porn star, webcam model, and your host, Lily Craven.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you today?
I'm really good.
Oh, you sound extra, extra good.
Oh, I am.
Oh, did something special happen today?
Yes.
What could it be?
Well, it was actually kind of personal.
Ooh, you mean like maybe sex?
Yes.
Oh, who was it? Who was the lucky person?
Oh, it was this really, really good-looking, tall, six-foot, handsome man.
Ooh.
And he was just over the top.
So what made him special? The backflips he's doing off your headboard?
Well, actually, that was actually something I never expected to have happen. But then once he was like within range, I had him.
Oh, you did? You just grabbed him and took control?
I did.
Oh my gosh. It
was absolutely so special.
And he just let you?
Well, I think he was surprised, but then he sort of went, oh, okay. That was the look on his face, at least.
Oh, so it was, you caught him off guard. That's the best kind.
I did, because I think he really thought it was going to go the other way.
Typically they do, but you know, once you're, you turn into a MILF or a cougar, you can just dive in and they really just let you take control.
Yes, and being the Scorpio that I am, I'm already kind of, sensuous, sexual, it's just one of those things that just kind of oozes from my pores.
Ooh, you're watching Phone Sex with Lily Show. Well, I have a very special guest here today. She is Madam Bella Cummings from Bella's Hacienda Ranch. Hello, welcome.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me on. I know it was a little bit short notice, but I'm thrilled.
Oh, no, I'm thrilled to have you. And that's a little bit of a tongue twister, huh? Bella's Hacienda, not really tongue twisting, it's a lot of words. So you obviously are here from a ranch, which is a brothel, correct?
Yes. It's the brothel on the northwest corner of the United States. So it's like, I should say northeastern Nevada, but it's on the western crossroad, which makes it a location that is a destination and everyone comes through Wells at some time in their life.
Ooh, okay. So, and when your title is Madam, what does that mean?
I believe that Madam means a woman who owns and operates her establishment. Where there aren't managers or, things such as that. And I believe other houses have women that they label as a madam, but they're really an employee. They really have no ownership or I'm going to say that ultimate entrepreneurial leadership that comes with being a madam, just like in the days of old when it was all women.
Ooh. Now, is your ranch all women?
Yes.
Ooh, excellent.
Meaning it's courtesan run. I have no outside staff at all. It's, there's no cooks, there's no cleaners. We all do it all.
That's great.
It's part of them learning how to run their business. And it's a busy house. So, it isn't for every woman, though, because if she needs someone to do things for her, or she doesn't have that self-starter personality, then she needs to be at, yeah, she needs to be at a house where they're going to tell her what to do and when to do it, and here's what you're going to eat, and we'll do your sheets, but you're going to pay for them, and you know, I mean, where everything is, I'm going to say, run like a big structured house where everyone has the same parameter around them. Themselves. Yes. There's no individuality.
No. You know? And yeah, I've worked at, so I had two tours. I gave it a try at the Sagebrush. And what my issue was the lockdown nature of it. I felt like I couldn't be me. Like I couldn't work on my radio show. I couldn't do any other stuff on the outside or maintain that part of my business. I had to just be there for 2 weeks straight. And that was okay, except I built all this of my business, my brand, and it was just slowly drifting away by doing that. And so I called it the pimp hand. I felt like it was the pimp hand, but you run things very differently.
Yes. We
how
have
is
no,
that?
Well, first of all, you probably signed a contract.
Probably. I'm probably gonna get sued right now for talking about him, but we'll just say ranch.
You know, yeah, but no, you won't get sued. But okay. You know, the interesting thing is they all have contracts.
Okay. How do you do it?
I have no contract.
So how do you run a structured environment without any like accountability, or how do you keep people accountable for being a part of the team or part of the ranch, the house?
Lily, when I'm interviewing and I interview a new lady, no one else, mm-hmm. my interview could be an hour to an hour and 20 minutes to find out what are her dreams and goals. I get to
That's
tell
great.
Her all the things she's going to get to do in order to learn how to be a businesswoman. And I don't care if it's running the vacuum or cleaning her own toilet or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
because everything has to be that way in order for her to move forward with the understanding that she's responsible for what she attracts monetarily. So each woman has a spot in one of the many refrigerators or freezers or whatever we have, and they cook for themselves. They clean up. It's impressive because they aren't good at everything, but they learn how to be better and accepting of the things that aren't their favorite, get them out of the way, and then they're all focused on their law of attraction, which is why are they there? The money.
Yes.
So there is no lockdown. They can drive in. If they need to go to the store, communicate. Ask.
Yes.
Just say, look, I'm going to
got to run to the store. Yeah.
The store. And then the next question might be, well, how long
mm-hmm.
you need? And they said, look, I only need 15 minutes. Great. We would know that if we have a lineup, she won't be in it.
Or if she goes missing, you know the length of time that she should have been gone.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
But, you know, the whole idea about a courtesan run house is that the two people I have, the two ladies that I have that actually answer the door most, I'm going to say during about a 16 hour time frame in the day, those ladies worked for me only like 16 or 20 years ago. They already made their hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And so they're wanting to pass on their information, how to mm-hmm. negotiate, how to the training that maybe some of the little ladies don't have yet, because they're all ages. They can be 21. They could be in their 30s. They could be in their early 40s. And everyone makes their money. But that way of running Bella's didn't just start. I've been working towards this for 37 years. And by the grace of God, we had a plandemic, which was hard on all of us. And I do call it that. people, some people ignore it and say, but I really like that ballet because it probably was.
Yeah.
But during that time, it was as if everything shifted for me personally. I had time off like I'd never had 7 months off in my life, right? So I was able to rest. And then all the ladies that were in the house that couldn't get home, I just paid the bills. And then I decided that my very best, I'm going to say my very best strategy would be to petition Wells City Council for an escort license.
Wow.
Because the Mustang had one. All right. And so all these gentlemen are calling all the time. Well, when are you going to be open? You know, the Mustang's got an escort license. And I went, oh. So when I petitioned the council, I said, you know, the money's going to get spent either way. Do you want it spent in Wells or do you want it spent in Reno?
Yep.
They unanimously voted yes.
Yes.
Unanimously. And so on September 17th of 2020, I became an escort. And so the coolest part was we didn't have to leave the house.
Yes.
Just time and companionship right there. And in like no time, my credit cards were back to zero. And even though it was just time and companionship, all of these clients didn't really care if there was sex involved.
I noticed that too.
Didn't you? Yep.
So it was it's very bizarre. It was a shock.
And so even now, moments later, there's still a lot more conversation and laughter. And yes, there's sex, but somehow or another, it's different. It doesn't seem to be like the big marathon thing. It seems
what happened with us.
We needed people and we didn't realize how much. So
exactly.
So I was an escort till probably July of 2021. But, you know, I had the escort license, the Mustang, that they had to leave. There was hotel rooms and all this stuff. And so it was I think it was probably more expensive for clients, but it was also, I think, more awkward because then you've got transportation and hotels and this, and, you know, maybe it turned into a BJ is $1,000 now.
What was going on there, and 10, 15 minutes. And it's just unreasonable, I would say. Very unreasonable. And the nature of, when you would meet with, you know, the client that would come in and start negotiating, it was negotiation. There's no interaction other than a business deal. You do it, they're out. You can't sit and have a drink with them afterwards. That was not allowed. I got in trouble for it. I was even tipped money to sit at the bar with them. They said, this is not a bar. It is a brothel. You're not to sit here and have drinks. And so I like to kind of build a rapport, but I felt like they were afraid that I would steal him on the outside. Maybe that's the vibe I got, but I really don't know. They told me that when he's done with me, that he could spend another large amount on another girl. And I'm taking his time if I'm at the bar with him having a drink. So we were not allowed to interact at all. There was no flirty, no nothing. They had to walk in, pick, and go to negotiation. Like, that was it. So there was the human nature of it was taken out.
The seduction.
Yes. I'm all about that. Really.
So I help a lot with what I call the Bella training. All right.
Ooh.
And this is what I share. I said, look, you're a seductress, a temptress, and an enchantress. I can tell you would be really, really good at that. But sometimes that's something that has to be cultivated in a budding courtesan. because there's that line between like a Marilyn Monroe and a Norma Jean, and it's gotcha. how to let that flow, because in the Seductress, Temptress, and Enchantress, it's taking a budding courtesan, and you want a lady, including myself, no matter how the hair color might change, you want to hang on to that forever. That is what, like, I am, and how to help them understand that that's what they're suppressing inside of them. And that isn't even tied to sex.
No.
That's tied to the expression of being a female, a courtesan. It's like the geisha part of it.
Yes.
And how to stay, I'm going to say, lovely your whole life.
I know what you mean. Because you can have the acts of sex. Like, that's, I mean, we can shut down and have sex. But that whole seducing, and I think men miss that these days. It's just not something they are familiar with anymore, you know?
And yes, I agree. And wouldn't you say that when I see GFE as something that is on their menu, a lady's menu, that they may never know what that really is?
I still don't know what that is. What is the definition? What's the real definition of a GFE?
Well, it's called the girlfriend experience. However,
yeah.
I feel like, wouldn't that be what some could pretend to be before they show the real them?
But yes.
What if that GFE was the real woman, that seductress, temptress, and enchantress, and that's exactly what she brought into a relationship? That's exactly what I bring into my relationship.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. Yes. Because so you would be the woman that they, well, of their dreams, basically. You'd be the girlfriend that they would always want.
You would, yes.
Yeah,
you would be
literally
exactly what they met.
And not change. You would continue to be the seductress that you were in the beginning when you're courting.
Yes.
Yes. Gotcha.
Because let's face it, the hormones rage in the dating part of a relationship.
Yes.
It's almost out of control.
Yes.
And and then you would never say no, because you want it to last, right?
Correct.
And then it's a dance.
You want to please. You want to put your best foot forward to get him. And then later on, you just quit all that because you don't give a shit anymore. Like, you already got him. But that's what we need to continue, right? Is
correct
that beginning phase throughout. And that's what men want all the time. They're like, why did she change on me?
And that's really why we never learn how to express our authenticity of being a sensual being. And so
it's true. Very fascinating. Wow.
And bringing that into Bella's and helping these youngsters understand, what are you offering? You know,
yes.
And so, you know, in Think and Grow Rich, written by Napoleon Hill, he writes down, well, how much money would you like to make and in what amount of time?
Okay.
That's number one, first step. Second step, what do you plan to exchange for the money? There's never something for nothing.
Thank you. Yes.
So I train.
Some people don't know that yet. Yes.
Yeah, I get that. But so I train these young ladies to understand they can't guarantee the man is actually going to express himself correctly with an erection and actually that ejaculation.
Yes.
But they can offer him the most amazing experience that client could have with her today.
Yeah. What makes them feel whole, like rejuvenated, like.
Yes.
That's true. But that takes that interaction that I believe at the other place was taken away from us. We were not allowed to do that. So that's where it became very business deal. Like, and really forget the actual physical act of sex. Like, it's all that court, all that stuff beforehand. And like you said, is really the part that matters. Because most of them didn't even have sex. Or a lot of them couldn't or wouldn't or didn't. For whatever reason.
I call it the executive foreplay.
Mm. I like
and
it.
It's what I really should write that down.
I got it in my hits right here.
But that's the difference. If he wants to buy her a drink, okay? And I have ladies that don't drink.
Yes.
It's like, it isn't an alcoholic beverage.
It's, correct.
It's part of the seduction. It's part of the courting. It's part of how he gets to look into your eyes and go, wow. And at the same time, you could take your little beverage and he's got his and go, let's go talk. That we've got a conversation room.
Yes.
We can let's go sit there for a minute.
Yes.
And let's talk about what you'd really like.
Yes.
And so
exactly
that's why the doorbell rings at Bella's
and it didn't over there. It just didn't. No traffic. And that's what I noticed also, like the you know, you have 15 girls there and probably 10 don't ever even get picked the whole time. And they're sitting there for 2 weeks, just getting into the hole, the rent, that everything's adding up. And I'm like, why are they here? Like, I don't get it, because they're never picked. And nobody ever really shows what you're telling us, the whole seduction part and all that. We are literally told not to, that's not an option. So we just know how to negotiate. That was it, by the rules. And then it seemed so backwards, so backwards. Like it just was backwards thinking and I couldn't get myself into, I did well. But again, it just was not, I like to engage with someone, like have some kind of interaction and not just walk them to the door, the edge of the door and go bye. And that was that. You couldn't talk or anything.
Well, you were one of the five that went in that had something behind you, which is like a notoriety, a fame, a something that was like this magnetism. The other 10 might have just been cute, young, almost no training, and no understanding of magnetism, no understanding of the industry or why you're popular or what you've done to pay your dues and get there and be, I'm going to say, you a destination.
Yes.
But you wanted to be an authentic destination and you couldn't be.
Very much so. I believe I could not, when you say entrepreneurship, to be a businesswoman in that situation, on the outside and every other aspect, I'm running my own business. I am a businesswoman. I know what I need to do to be successful, and I'm always learning. But when you strip that from me completely, it's so stressful and work. Cause like by the time you get there, you're in the hole $1,000, just traveling, the tax, all that. So you're like, how many blowjobs do I have to do to get to zero? Like, you know, that feeling, that urgency is just like, oh my God, like I'm literally in the hole and I'm going to have to go, that one was free. Well, that was free, you know? And it's like, and that's just to get out of the hole. And then one time, the first week I was there, I was in training. So of course you make nothing. And it was that stress of like, I got to make something, like, now someone has to pick me, like someone, and you're like, please. And then God forbid, do you get picked multiple times? Then you get hated on. It's just like, I feel like the girls only pitted against each other here and there because of the nature of it. Like, you cannot put them in an environment where only a couple girls are getting money. And of course they're going to start being competitive and going like, you know what I mean? Or she stuck her tits out like this, and it's just petty stuff. And it's, I don't know. And then you're going, please don't pick me. Please don't pick me. So you don't get bullied. But I mean, in the end, it's just, I don't know. I love how you say you run it. Like, it makes sense that that's what the nature of a brothel should be. Teaching women how to be women, ladies, be, you know, court men, how to be respectful, put their best foot forward, be entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs. and so you've been doing this since, Bella's been open since when?
Well, the original hacienda was built in 1950. And then there was a fire, and then a new hacienda was built, same owner, Helen Carter. I came along 1987. So I'm like 30-something years into this.
Gotcha.
And I know it seems like a person could say, well, why are you still there, Bella?
I know why. Because you're making it like you are truly, I mean, I can imagine, just I can feel your vibe of what you can give these girls.
Like, well, that's what I work to do.
Yeah, it probably fills your soul at this point, I would think.
I'm gonna say it does, because you know, it's if I matter to one person, then I've made a difference in this lifetime. Well, maybe I've mattered to clients and ladies alike. And I know that if, I have been behind that bar more times than a person could count. Uh-huh. And sometimes the only, let's call it staff member, and having this around the clock thing and having to depend on the ladies, and they were there, and it didn't mean they were all straight up and honest and everything, but they were there still. And now that gave me the sort of that through that door, you know, it's like, well, maybe this is possible. And then, you know, add on another decade, and now maybe another decade, and now we're in the beginning of this third decade. It's really the women's, a female millennium. And it's like, I see it now. I don't care if somebody gets a $10 tip, they book it.
See, yes. You know, I'm like, money is money. Like, I take all money and it stacks. Little, I don't care. But they would not allow us to take, you had to be in the hundreds.
Well, you know what? I really don't care if it's in the hundreds or if it's below 100. Or I don't care if he hands her below 10.
It's up to her, right?
The idea is she honest enough to book it? Is she honest enough to say, or thankful enough to say, thank you? You know, let's face it. A lady, a courtesan, let's say she could make up to an unbelievable amount of money per hour.
Yes.
I know that guy doesn't.
Correct.
Even if he is a well-paid executive, he would have to be a CEO of some ridiculously big firm in order to even be in that dollar amount for an hour.
Yes. Which makes the population, your traffic that you're, you know, who you're marketing to is this big of the population. And I didn't understand that part either. Why can't the average Joe come in here, you know?
But he can.
He can at yours. Go to Bella's.
Yes. So what I explain to the ladies, and I answer all the emails, because I want the ladies to know who's reaching out, when that client might come in, or what his name is, and they want to know how much. And so I always throw in the payment options of like cash, credit card. We have an ATM on site. Or, you know, when it comes to negotiations and dollar amounts, here's what I email back. We have short parties for guys on the go that start at a few hundred dollars. Now, yes, a few hundred dollars to one guy could be $1,000, but it might be three.
Yes.
Okay. But he already knows it's a short party for a guy on the go. So you've told him it what's yes. going to be his budget. Mid-range parties are the most popular. And then we have those fantasy bucket list experiences.
Where
the guy might come in and, I mean, it might seem ridiculous to someone that one guy could spend, you know, $600 or $800 for, let's say, half an hour, and somebody else could walk in and spend $5,000 for half an hour.
Yes.
But it's what he wants. It's what he wants to show the lady he's become.
Yes.
He's this far along.
Yep. And then it's for her to choose if that's acceptable or not. You know, whatever. I mean, you obviously can't force them to take every single one, but I've always thought that I try to never say no to my customers. Never. Like, I'll say something like, well, you know, do you do this or can this for this amount? Well, I can give you this, this, and this for that amount. And you know what I mean? And just swap it out, but I'm not going to straight up go no.
And I love the line, and if you have just a little bit more, I won't ask for a tip.
Oh, that's a good one. And if you a little bit more, I won't ask for a tip, because they don't like to be hustled along the way. I know.
No, but that's a fair statement.
It sure is.
Because the lady's going to book the tip anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to steal that one.
Yeah, well, then I might steal you.
All right. Oh, I already want to go in and give this a one. Because this is what I thought it should have been. I had no expectations. I didn't know what was at a brothel. It was just fascinating to me. So I went in and did it, and I gave it two good full tours. I was losing too much of what I built on my brand and everything on the outside, because I was not allowed to touch that.
Here's a thought, Lily. If you came into Bella's and you had your equipment with you and you said, does anybody want to be interviewed?
Yes.
That would be great. I'd say, talk to Lily. So, you know,
I got in trouble for doing that with one person. I got permission, I got in trouble by someone else.
Well, you know, you probably know Kiki Lover.
Kiki. Yes, Kiki. Brown hair. Yes. Okay, she's great.
She works at Bella's.
Oh, so she's over from there.
Yeah.
Liked her.
Well, so, you know, we just did interviews that are going to be on Forbes Vice website.
Oh, awesome.
Tomorrow. It's going to be dropped tomorrow. And so it's like, I don't care whether it's a podcaster, a YouTube person, or the media, okay, in let's say print form or that type of Associated Press kind of scenario. They always ask me, do you have ladies we can talk to or a lady? My answer's always the same. Absolutely. Because if they're pro Bella's, and we have ripples, but how quickly do we move through them? What's the solution? The solution energetically is always a higher vibration than whatever little conundrum we faced.
Yep.
And so that whole idea is, I want you to be able to speak up. I want you to be able to talk to the ladies. There's a reason they choose me. There's a reason that other ladies might be maybe I'll call it fearful, but
yes.
I'm thinking that what happens is that they have this idea that these houses like you visited are where all the big money is. And so there's only one Bella's. And then after that, you go to little houses. So see, I'm like in this category all to myself. I'm not one of them or them. And so
it's very different. Like your concept, the way people on the outside or civilian people have a picture of it is it's such a breath of fresh air. Like they could make so much of it if it wasn't ran by a pimp, basically. The pimp hand.
Yes. And
I got bitch slapped, you know, when I just got out of line. I got on my day off, I got in trouble because I had the Twitter blue button on and that accepts tips. And they got into my Twitter, changed my password, shut me down. Like, I was like, what are you doing? Like, I'm a grown woman. Like, and it's because I may have gotten a tip. I've never got a tip on Twitter, but I may have. They didn't get their half. I don't know.
Well, at Bella's, you know, you could have a job online. And you have certain hours of the day that you know you're at work. But then if you have one of those online jobs that you can just shut it off and every lineup you're there. I am so flexible because I understand women get to follow their path, their individual path. You know,
yes.
I have other ladies that go take classes. Okay. And so, so you can have your computer, you can have your cell phone. I still say that the cell phone is something, especially with personal calls, that can really get in the way.
And everywhere. Yes.
So I say, you know, like be careful with it because if someone calls you and they have a big issue, it's going to get on, Lily. You can't help it. By the time you get back to them and say, listen, you know about that, they might say this, Lily. Oh, it's already over.
Oh, yeah, it always is. Don't answer. They'll figure it out without you.
Yep. And so in the meantime, you're going, oh, God, I was like blew half of my day. And if I hadn't answered, I wouldn't even have been involved. So I don't take away a person's ability to have a bad day because they did take the call. I don't get in the way of the Twitter. I don't. Why?
It gets in their way of their earnings and their money and their progress is really what happens.
And so I have found that, you know, like in my conversation with Bruce, when he said to you,
oh, Bruce,
the best house in Nevada. He's right. If a woman is really in charge of herself, it's the best house for her.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be the best house for her financially.
Yes. And she shouldn't have to give up a bunch of stuff to be able to take that role. Like that's where I just like, I can't do it. I worked hard to get, you know, in a short amount of time where I was, and I just can't say, forget it.
No.
So
that's what you do. And if a person was logical about it, they would say, well, gee whiz, how many people follow Lily? Well, how many people follow Bruce? Or how many people follow
him. But, just kidding, Bruce.
but isn't that what we call like networking?
Yes.
More people know about you. More people know about me. More people know about Bella's Hacienda Ranch. And so as we cast this much larger net of what I call the truth, then we have something that can actually help the industry evolve, where we don't have to have labels that are inappropriate or carry on that Puritan type image.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time.
It is. It's ridiculous. I don't think I'll see it in my lifetime. I would hope, but it just takes one person at a time to start like shifting the flow. I think we have a lot of lazy thinkers in our industry and in our, well, society mainly, but they just need to like shift the change. They just go which way the wind is blowing that day. Like they don't really stop and think or look into something, investigate it, educate themselves. They just sort of blow. It's lazy. Yes. Whole different kind of blow, but no. We got blow, and blow. No. Yes,
we do. So here's where I feel like I'm at this yes. time in my, I'm going to say my life and on my path. I'm the spokesperson for the industry. I'm the one that gets to bring what I call the elegance to the industry. And I'm also at a time in my life where I have enough years that I've been here that there's a wisdom that goes along with it. And
oh, yeah.
So where before we had Nevada Pimp, mm-hmm. now we have the American Madam.
Woo.
And 30 something years gives me the right.
Oh yeah, and, to
and
do that.
But I have the desire to speak up for everyone, no matter what industry they've been in. I am going to say, wake up, everyone, mm-hmm. because it's now. I don't feel like we need to wait another century for people to understand their people for a reason. We're
yes.
here for sexual services. We're here to touch one another. And we're here to do it without manipulating another.
Yes.
And that right there, that is why I believe me as the spokesperson is going to catch on quicker than ever before. Because we're ready. And
I
we
think
can.
We are, yes.
We can
or it's
take
so
that.
Needed. Yes. It's a need, I think, now more than ever.
So that's why I feel like it's my time, you know, and even
yeah.
after Dennis Hoff passed away and I was interviewed and, you know, things were still kind of awkward.
Yeah.
I have great respect for him, but I felt like he'd finally gotten out of my way.
Gotcha.
But that
way of thinking of how.
Yes.
Yes.
So in other words, he had his idea over here, which I thought was rather in the shadow, and I'm in the light. And I'm saying, we're all human. Why don't we act like we're all human?
Yes.
And have respect instead of judgment.
Yes. Wow. Well, more power to you. I think you're going to do amazing things, especially for the women that are there already, the ones to come. You just pave that way. Lay down the ground, right? Which is all.
Yeah.
So it was a pleasure to talk to you. I could go on for on and on and on. But you definitely, everybody, you need to go check out, or what do we call it? Checking out. We go pay a visit to
right.
Miss Bella's Hacienda Ranch. And you're located where again?
Wells, Nevada. Okay, that's the northeast corner of Nevada, and the crossroad is Highway 93 and I-80.
You got that? And do you have a contact phone number?
First of all, our email. Not email. Let's do our website. Bellas.us.
Bellas.us. Go check it out. They'll have contact information on there.
Yes.
And I'm sure you probably have the girls that are there.
Yes.
See, go check out beforehand.
We call that the sneak peek.
Oh, you little peeks. So, yeah, at least you know what you're going to get into.
Right. Well, there's always a few ladies that it's in transition and they may not be on the site.
Yes.
But if they like what they see on the site, they're going to love the whole lineup, including the ones they can see.
And they are all handpicked by you, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
But here's the fun part. We actually pick each other. Because
really?
I have the same license they are going to have, only mine costs more. Okay, so mine costs more. So we're really team players, aren't we? So they never work for me. Yeah, they don't work for me. They work with me.
Now, do you still see clients?
No.
Okay, gotcha. They work with you, though.
Yeah, they work with me. And, you know, I have these things to do, like talk with you.
Yes.
Those are the things that's where I'm at. But you know that guy that did the backflip off the headboard, right?
Yeah. Oh, is that a true story? Well, you better tell me who he is.
that's that handsome, tall, dark, good looking man that I've been married to for 23 years.
Oh, wow. But,
yeah.
And, that's so awesome.
And everything I've shared is exactly the way I am with him.
Wow. That's see, he's got it good.
Yeah, and so do I.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it comes right back at you.
It does. And you know, I think to sort of wrap this up, that in our being human, we get pretty beat up sometimes. And that healing comes usually with sensual, sexual encounters.
Yes.
That are like the ones that happen at Bella's Hacienda Ranch, because it's authentic, it's real, and people never have to remember one another's names, and they never have to know what each one got out of that experience.
Yes.
Everyone does.
See? You put the human back into the human.
Yes.
That's great.
You're lovely. You're lovely.
Oh, thank you so much. You have been an absolute pleasure to have. So fascinating.
Thank you. And you know, we can do this anytime.
I might take you up on that.
That sounds really good. And I want you to know that I would be happy to send you my cell phone number.
Ooh, that would be great. Then get to the down low secret like questions, huh?
Yeah, we could do the secret stuff.
Yes, no kidding. And we're not telling you what it is. No. We're going to finish our phone sex. No.
You know, and I always share, I love to share with clients. You know, I do take hush money.
Yeah, I'll take it too. No,
exactly.
I love it. Well, it's been a pleasure. And thank you so much. Check out visit Bella's Hacienda Ranch. And it is in Wells, Nevada. And go check her out and all the girls there. Thank you again. And you're watching Phone Sex with Lily Show. And we are signing off. Bye.